Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen White. So good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
Another beautiful Saturday morning. Of course, that's why we live in Florida. So, Kristen, how have things been going for us?
They've been going good. We got our one of the first references for a guest. We were contacted by a PR firm in California about one of their clients, and we followed up with her, and we thought she was a perfect fit for our show.
Well, that's neat that they heard about our show, though, all the way out in California. Kind of goes with the discussion we had about Sam Perkovich and somebody driving around in Texas who heard the show.
And now they're listening in California.
Yeah.
But she, so we followed up with her, and she's going to be the guest this week.
So before we talk about her, let's talk about our guest from last week.
Dr. Mohamed Lateeb.
Yes.
How amazing was his story?
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. I know, I'm trying to come up with new adjectives.
Amazing news today. You know, just how all over the place his life has been, and how he's taken experiences as he's moved through his life and from phase to phase and place to place, from South Africa to Pakistan, to the United States, and just became so successful. And what an amazing person he is, trying to, you know, live his life with humility and respect for other people and dignity, all of those things that really make someone a good, great person.
You know, I don't remember whether I said it on the show or not, but his wife would be an interesting guest as well. I mean, her story is just as interesting as his.
Really?
Absolutely.
Maybe
absolutely.
I'll have to follow up with her.
Yeah. So with that, let's talk now about our guest for today, Kathy Mundet. Now, Kathy lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. So previously we've had guests from as far away as Dallas, Texas. We're going to the other coast now. We're in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I think you're going to find our guest today to be very interesting. She is the founder, president, and inventor of Wheelchair Solutions, LLC. And we're going to hear more about that from Kathy Mundet. Kathy, welcome to Against All Odds.
Welcome, Howard. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Well, thank you for being on, and particularly with the time zone difference.
So
I appreciate that. Now, Kathy, I know you're not originally from Arizona. When did you move out, and what motivated that move?
I've been here in Arizona for almost 20 years.
I used to live
outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Now, were you born in Philadelphia?
Yes, I was.
Okay, cool.
So I'm a Bucks County girl.
Yeah.
Originally.
Yeah, I know a lot of people out in Bucks County, so I can relate to that.
Yeah.
So you moved out to Arizona, and you now are doing Wheelchair Solutions.
Yes.
So tell me a bit about that business.
Well, basically, I do not consider being in a wheelchair as much of a disability as it is the ability to show people or show the public that you can be different in ways of how you dress up your wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
I was temporarily in a wheelchair for 13 months back in 1999, and I just couldn't stand the idea that when I'd go out with my girlfriends or go to the food store or, you know, get a ride to wherever I needed to go, that my wheelchair was of just the regular black with the silver chrome. No padding, not anything, you know, that would jazz it up. So
you're talking about wheelchairs that reflect personality?
That's correct.
Wow.
And all of the accessories that I do make are not just for wheelchairs, but also for walkers and rollators and crutches. And
for people who are using assistance in their mobility. Okay.
Yes. They're home health care products.
All right.
And so what we do with the company is we make accessories to fit all of these, all the way down to a sling. When you have, say, a rotator cuff, surgery, or you've broken an arm, and your next door neighbor had broken his arm, so I made him a sling.
So he had a sling that had his personality.
There you go. Guitars and peace signs on it.
Neat, neat. So are they customized, or are there things that, you make in advance and people acquire?
Well, actually, we have a website at which you can go to, and we have certain patterns and materials. Our products are now made in India, which is
neat.
Well, it's very interesting because the material is handmade in India.
Neat.
And it's a long process, and it's a very tedious process in India, but the quality of material is just outstanding. And I would have to also say that the manufacturing in India is by far none the best that I've seen.
No, I've been impressed. I've been there quite a few times. Where in India, in fact?
Jaipur.
Okay, in Jaipur, yeah. So tell me, Kathy, what caused you to start this business? Had you been an entrepreneur before? So tell me what motivated it.
I was an entrepreneur before. I was a landscape designer and landscaper. And I had an accident, which about a 1,200-pound a boulder fell onto my spinal cord and crushed my spinal cord.
Wow.
So it depleted some of the fluid in the spinal cord, and I couldn't walk. So I had what they call a halo brace on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen those. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very ugly, but, you know, necessary to possibly be able to walk again.
Well, you're blessed to be alive.
My father used to call me the cat with nine lives.
Oh, I mean, because an accident like that could have clearly gone either way. Yeah?
Yeah, it was different. And what I did was I started to basically dress up my wheelchair to fit my mood. If I was in a real funky mood, I'd do a cheetah print, zebra print. Patriotic for the holidays, you know, for 4th of July, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and then basically started even making and designing my own materials.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was doing these at home at the time.
And just doing them primarily for yourself and maybe a small set of friends and people you meet?
Howard, I did it. Basically, they were all for myself.
Sure.
And then I happened to be in a fabric store, and there was an older gentleman and his wife in there, and they just were really impressed with what, you know, I had made and designed, because my wheelchair seat cover actually has a zippered pocket to it that either can hang down or it can go underneath the seat. And it has a zipper on it, and you can put your mail, your debit card, your wallet. So, therefore, you're not at risk of someone trying to rob you, to be honest with you. It's a very common thing that with backpacks and things of that nature, when you're in a wheelchair, that people try to get your pocketbook or, you know, personal items that you might have.
Sure, they know you're not going to run after them.
Yeah, exactly. So I met this couple, and her wheelchair was really beat up to begin with. So she was on Medicare, did not have a lot of money. And I just asked her, and I just said, you know, well, what kind of patterns do you like? And she pointed out she loved roses and da-da-da-da. And one thing led to another, and by the time we came out of there, they had purchased material, and I asked them to give it to me, and you know, I think they were a little bit hesitant, but, you know, taking faith in their hands. And then about a week later, I called them and met them and gave them two sets of wheelchair styles. We call them wheelie styles.
Mm-hmm.
And it has arm covers on it, and it also has the seat cover with the zippered pouch and everything.
So that sounds very interesting. And the next thing you know, you were off and running.
Yes. I started making them and then putting them into places that I knew they could possibly sell, home health care stores and some pharmacies. And the next thing I knew, yes, I was definitely off and running. And it was very interesting because the more I did, the more I came up with ideas for other products that disabled home health care items.
So, Kathy, I have to often ask guests on our show, what is their definition of success? So you've had almost two different careers. You've lived on both coasts, you know, in the East Coast and out West. Would you consider yourself to be successful? And if so, how do you measure success?
Well, to be honest with you, Howard, success to me is not by the wealth that you have. It's mm-hmm. by how you take care of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the passion that I have for what I'm doing. And presently I'm working with some organizations out in L.A. and some back east. That, to me, measures the success that I have.
So what you're contributing.
The passion that I have to make other people feel better about themselves.
Yeah, excellent.
And especially people that are not just a temporary case of being in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
but this is a permanent part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can help them in feeling better about that day or that moment or, you know, feeling better when someone says something to them about, hey, that's really a cool thing that you've got on your wheelchair. That, to me, is success.
Mm-hmm. Very good, Kathy. And excellent words to share. Appreciate that. Let's take a break right now so we can hear from our sponsors. You are listening to Against All Odds. Our guest is Kathy Mundet from Scottsdale, Arizona. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Our guest today is Kathy Mundet. We've already done our first segment, but I want to repeat that Kathy is the founder, president, and inventor of Wheelchair Solutions, LLC, which is headquartered in Scottsdale, Arizona. She's just shared with us how she happened to be in this business and how she measures success. But as you know, on our show in this segment, we begin to talk about how our guests overcome adversity. And our belief, Kathy, is that the habit and experience of overcoming obstacles and adversity is important in building patterns for success. That we're not successful because of the things that we do that come easily to us. We're successful by the discomfort zone that we operate in and the obstacles and adversities that we overcome. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. My father taught me that. At a very early age, I had a horse accident at 12 and broke my jaw.
Wow.
And my father would tell me, because I couldn't go to school on the school bus, I had to have at-home schooling. And he once said to me, Kathy, listen to me. What I'm going to tell you, as you get older in life and even now, the more of negative things that happen to you can become positive things.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you get up, scrape your kneecaps off, and get on and keep going on with life, and God will help you get through whatever it is that you're going through.
And that's advice that obviously you've taken to heart.
I've I've taken it through my whole life, truthfully. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Kathy, truthfully, what you've overcome is kind of hard for some people to internalize because you're now physically disadvantaged, you know, but you're not disadvantaged.
That's exactly right.
So, I mean, how did you get to that point? How did you get through the physical and the loss of mobility?
Well, once I had the halo brace on, they actually had operated on me. The neurosurgeon did here in Scottsdale and put in a 17-inch rod that would hold my spine together. Hmm. So do I have a disability? Absolutely. And that is, however, probably the reason why I live in the climate that I do, mm-hmm. even though it's 110 degrees mm-hmm. today, mm-hmm. we're going to be. The warm weather seems to help me better than being in the humid weather as living back east again. Mm-hmm. I did try to do it after the accident, and it was just unbearable, so I moved back here to Arizona.
But when you were going through the surgery and realized that you were not going to have the use of your legs again, how did you get through? Yeah, I suspect it would be frightening, Kathy.
It's really a very, I don't know if you can even put it into words. You're not sure exactly how things are going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in my faith in God, and also just knowing that what's ever going to happen is going to happen, and it's going to happen for a reason. And that's why I believe of what I'm doing and the passion that I have of continuing to make and come out with, you know, some really different things for people that have disabilities, because I believed in that, and I came through the surgery, and the fluid came back into the spinal cord, and by about the 6th month, I was able to feel again my fingers and my feet, and that's when I started sewing these, because I wanted to be different. You know, when my girlfriends, like I said, would, you know, take me out. And I knew then. I knew it's almost like you have a calling, Howard. I know mm-hmm. that sounds kind of corny. But
no, I don't think it's corny at all, Kathy.
This is my calling.
Mm-hmm.
Someone let me live, and I believe that's God. Mm-hmm. And with each time I've had something negative happen in my life, I've come out of it, and I'll give you an example.
Sure.
When I first was in the wheelchair, and I had my landscaping business, I lost my landscaping business, but I did not lose the ability to be able to talk into a dictaphone and to have a friend of mine do sketches and whatnot, and I wrote a book, actually. And the book was called Outdoor Entertainment Ideas and Designs, and it was all of the things that I had built here in Scottsdale and how the everyday person with common sense could do it themselves. And it was a number one seller in Home Depot for a long time, for many years, and it wasn't until I've gotten so busy with my trips to India and whatnot that I've actually taken the book off the shelves from Lowe's and Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
So I sold hundreds of thousands of books.
Wow.
And did that, and that's why I'm saying there is a reason
for everything.
Things in life and, and how we get out of situations.
So for people who are listening and who may be in similar situations as you are, or have loved ones who are our friends, what would you say is how they should approach the adversities and the challenges that they're facing, and how can they find their road to success?
It's easy for me to say, don't ever give up,
mm-hmm.
You know, because now I can walk, and yes, I am uncomfortable, and I'm on medication, and I, you know, have to get shots and whatnot in my back, but the big thing is, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
There are other people out there. There are organizations out there where there's many, many people that are just like you are, or, you know, some of my friends are. And just even getting together and talking about the negativity, you know, that basically they have to go through mm-hmm. just to go to a food store and to reach up and get a can of soup and, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and whatnot. If things can change, and they are changing. You know, statistics show that within the next 10 years, we will have a total of 70 million people over the age of 75.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And when you think about it, how many of those people are going to be in wheelchairs and walkers and rollators?
Mm-hmm.
And so let's try and make life easier for the people that are getting older. I mean, not that I'm young, I'm in my 60s, but I'm not going to stop, and that's what I tell other people. Do not stop.
Don't stop. And I think you're reaching out in a number of ways. I think your business is trying to touch people and provide inspiration to them and motivation to them to help them get through their days just by giving them a little bit of color and something that they can relate to around them. I think that's neat.
Give them a smile.
Yeah, absolutely. But I also want to compliment you on the additional things that you're doing to give back directly as well, because I think that's a very good story.
Thank you.
So, Kathy, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Howard, anytime, call me.
I may take you up on that.
There you go.
Well, Kathy, enjoy the hot weather. Stay inside in Scottsdale.
Well, thank you so much. And everybody take it easy out there in Florida.
Take care.
Okay.
We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we will be right back with Driveway Moments. You are listening to Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Greetings, Cindy Dalecki here from Marketing to Go, and we are moving to the center of town, Central Park Town Center, that is. We will be located at 145 City Place. It's the Lone Building near the lake at Central Park. Curly Tail Design is moving there, too. We feel blessed to help lead the way at Town Center. This area is primed to become a high-tech corridor in years to come, and we want to be positioned to be a part of it. Let us create a buzz about your business. Reach us at 386-566-3466 or visit us online at marketingtogo.biz.
Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. Kristen, we just had our guest, Kathy Mundet, from Scottsdale, Arizona. And as always, we heard another interesting story. In fact, I would have to call this an inspirational story.
Definitely. I can't even imagine a boulder falling on you and then waking up and you're paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, and what I thought was really interesting about her wasn't even the wheelchair part, like the wheelchair, the company she started, but it was more of the, I lost my landscaping business. And she started the wheelchair company once she had use of her hands and feet.
Yep, exactly.
But before that, when she talked about how she lost her landscaping business, she's paralyzed, and she wrote a book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just found that. I can't even imagine if I lost all movement and I was paralyzed. I can't imagine like summoning that inner strength to go and write a book.
It's making that choice, which we all have, of falling into despair or climbing and having hope and faith. And she did the latter rather than the former. You know, she clearly made a decision that she was not going to be in despair about her situation. Yeah.
And now she's spreading that positivity to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, you know, her first client, I mean, that person just bought the fabric to make the the product. It wasn't something she was trying to go make money. She was just trying to brighten the day of that woman.
Mm-hmm. And we can't make the case for what she's doing on radio because you can't see how inspirational her designs are. We didn't share the website or anything. Do we have it?
We do. It's www.wheelchair-solutions.com.
Okay, super. So those who are listening, if you want to see the her product, and if you know have someone, a loved one, a friend who's in a wheelchair, and you want their wheelchair to be poppy and make them smile, is what Kathy said, then that's what we'll do. So,
yep. Her website says they're here to fashionize your wheelchair.
Yeah, neat. And other tools and devices that are used for mobility as well, she said.
Yep, walkers, rollers.
So let's talk now about our guests for next week. And we're going to come back to Flagler County next week. But interestingly, our guest is really out of Daytona. It's Dr. Carl Eaton, the president of Daytona State College. And as you know, the campus that we have here is a part of that, the Flagler Palm Coast campus of Daytona State College. And she's going to be our guest, and we really are looking forward to it. We think you'll find her to be extremely interesting, and I've got to come up with a new word. So my name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
And we wish the best wishes for you and each one of you as you face your challenges both today and tomorrow. Have a blessed week.